The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Since we had Kevin on, I thought a little NAU fight song as an appreciation.
That would be a skill, to be able to identify all the different fight songs, because they all sound about the same at some point. I mean, LSU is very distinct because I've heard it 1,000 times over, but if you said, here's NAU, ASU, U of A, Horizon, Chaparral, Saguaro, it's a bunch of horns.
It'd be a good way to give away prizes.
And
drums.
Drum cadence.
Name this band.
That's right. Gotta love football season.
Football season is here. It may not be the same level of attention as Napa or Bordeaux, but Arizona has a bubbling wine industry as well. In 2017 alone, Arizona wine industry created more than $65 million in total economic output. In a study done by the Verde Valley Wine Trail, 52% of visitors to the wine trail were not from Arizona.
A
great
real draw.
Import into the state.
It's a great little area. It's so pretty. Kind of riparian, lots of big trees, water.
You know, flying by on 17, you never know it's out there.
Probably they like it that way.
Yeah, probably. Some other things going on this weekend. If you want to get up to the Payson area, they have the first ever off-road camping expo. All kinds of events for the family. Tucson turned 244 this week. Think about it, 244. That's 102 years before the town was incorporated, 108 years before it was a territory, and 137 years before it was even a state. Tucson was founded. And there's all kinds of things going on in Tucson this week. Most of it has passed, but out of the Green Valley News, there was a list of things that still filter on through into the weekend. And then next weekend, there's a nighttime 12-hour mountain bike race in Prescott, along with the 104th Sonoyta Rodeo. You always hear Prescott and Payson getting it, the attention, but this will be the 104th rodeo at Sonoyta going on next weekend. So just a few things going on around the state. We've got a special guest on the line. You know, if you are going out tailgating at any of these events, or if you're going to an off-roading expo,
or camping, or anything, rodeo,
what do you have to bring with you?
A cooler. A good cooler, right? So we have with us Jason Costello. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How's everybody today?
Good. I wanted to introduce people who didn't know about Canyon Coolers to our Arizona listeners. It's really a special product, especially living here in the desert. So you are the inventor of the Canyon Cooler, yes?
That's right. It's about 10 years ago that we got going, and then I think I was officially a licensed business maybe 8.5, 9 years ago.
Well, we found you at the hardware show, I think. That's one of the first places. Well, Romy's looking at me. I think he met you before that. But the National Hardware Show, we've run into you a couple times and gotten to visit with you. And I just thought it'd be fun to tell the story. So this isn't really like a new product. You told me you had been kind of messing around with this concept for quite a while.
Well, absolutely. It's as funny as this sounds, we have a cooler company in Flagstaff, the coldest part of Arizona. But there's a lot of history behind that. You know, folks were up here tinkering around, making them by hand out of fiberglass up here in the 80s, and it was for the Grand Canyon River running industry.
Oh, that makes sense.
That was my background. I was never a professional, but I would go out for, you know, 120 miles or 7 to 10 days out there in the middle of nowhere, and, you know, you just needed your ice to last. And so, you know, it just sort of made sense to bring coolers back to Arizona.
Yeah, and you told me you're opening a manufacturing plant in Prescott?
Yes, we have some manufacturing partners there, and we've just added about half of the production capacity that I need is now located in-state. We've really just got the rest of our molds and tooling in there last week.
That's
so
awesome.
So we're real excited to get that ramped up and going.
Well, we love anything made in the United States, and being made in Arizona is even more fun. So we just want to make sure everybody knew about you. And what's really cool about you is how well your cooler has ranked. Let everybody know what the four-wheeler.
That's true. Yeah, if you want to look us up on Trustpilot or something like that, we do get really good reviews. But yeah, we're a little tiny company, but at the same time, Four Wheeler Magazine did a huge cooler review a couple years back, and they put our company up against the big dogs in the industry, you know, including Yeti and whatnot. And we ended up winning the competition like pretty handily, both in price and ice retention. And, you know, it's just a dirty little secret, but I was too stupid or stubborn to do the same thing everybody else was doing. And we put about an inch more insulation into our product than what everybody else was doing out there. And it just paid off. And our little company went from $1 million revenue to $2 million that year alone. So I have to thank Four Wheeler for that.
That's great.
And you are in several stores across the state. And also you have a big you have a sale going on your website. Why don't you tell people where they can find it and also where they can find the sale?
Well, Canyon Coolers, we're in Ace Hardware pretty much throughout the valley, as well as Sportsman's Warehouse, Desert Off-Road, Ross Outdoors, a number of specialty retailers. But we'll also be out the Payson Off-Road Camping Expo this weekend. And then our website is canyoncoolers.com. And then I do have some tailgating picks for you guys.
You know, your industry and your product is very interesting because growing up outside, we've always had the $39 and the $49 cooler that you had to load up with ice that would all melt.
Get everything soggy.
Whatever you didn't want to get soggy had to be triple bagged in Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
And my outdoor buddies, my camping buddies, my hiking buddies have all gotten to the age where we can afford the nicer things. And we've all moved into your line of coolers. And you pre-freeze a couple milk cartons. You don't have to buy ice. It keeps everything cold. You never have to deal with anything getting wet. Nobody that has one will ever go back to a $39 cooler.
Well, and you never have to buy another one.
Yes.
It's not like the old ones where they went through a season.
People look a little questionable about paying $200 or $300 for an ice chest, and I get it. I respect it. And truthfully, maybe they're not for everybody. But once you have one.
Yeah.
You don't go back.
And you do have a lifetime warranty on them as well.
It is. We make the coolers a little different than the old $39 ones. You know, we'll have, you know, a giant aluminum hinge pin in there that you'd have a really tough time cracking. You know, robust latches and things like that. But if people ruin it, if the dog eats the drain plug, whatever it is, you know, we back it with a no-hassle warranty. We don't need a receipt. We love to hear explanations, but we don't even necessarily need that. If you send us a picture that looks vaguely like one of our coolers and you need a latch or a drain plug or somehow maybe you rolled your ATV and cracked the lid of the cooler, we'll replace it. We make it really easy.
Jason Costello, it's Canyon Coolers. We'll put a rabbit on your totem pole for live by its own wits in creating the Canyon Cooler and a rooster for persistence, which is what you need to get through the canyon.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love your tagline, overbuilt for adventures of a lifetime.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
Canyon?
Yeah, check. If you're looking for a tailgate cooler, I'd look probably at the Canyon Mule. That one's on sale right now. It's got wheels, bungee cord on top. It's kind of handy whether you need to just get to the sideline of the soccer game or maybe walk over to the orange lot there at the Cardinal Stadium. The 35 quart's also kind of a nice mid-sized cooler. It's got room for some drinks and some sandwiches. Those would be my two picks.
Perfect.
Well, I'm definitely going to go with the Mule. That's a big one for the kids to being able to lug it around,
yes,
too.
Yes. The wheels, I would say that you never go back to a cheap cooler. Once you got a cooler with wheels, you never go back to one that does it, that's for sure.
He does have 12 models, so he has something for everything.
Canyon Coolers, invented and built in Arizona. I love it.
So did everyone do their homework? You bring your favorite tailgate. I'll start.
Yeah, you start.
This is something we learned in Louisiana. Some cousins, not cousins, have been
these
around
are
long enough.
Yeah.
But the cottons. And you could do this with all different types of meat. In Louisiana, there's a lot of duck, a lot of goose, a lot of dove. And we've done it with all of them. Whatever your meat of flavor is, you put it in a Ziploc bag and you soak it in Italian dressing for however long. Sometimes it would be a week, sometimes it'd be an hour, whatever the case. You soak your meat in Italian dressing, then you lay out bacon, and one at a time you take out your meat, and you've already got them pre-cut to be rolled up in bacon. But inside that, you cut a little slice of cream cheese and a jalapeno, then you roll it all up and you stick toothpicks through it to hold it together. And you do that for as many as you want. And what I really like is the peppered bacon. You know, I like the smoked bacon, you've got apple, you know, there's all kinds of great, but the ones that come really peppered, I think, add a lot of flavor to it. And then you turn it on the grill, and when the toothpicks are all burnt off on the outside, it's about done on the inside, and you serve it as little appetizers.
That's great. Rosie, what about yours? What's your favorite?
Well, I know the one you want me to talk about, but I haven't got the originator's permission to share the recipe. So I'm going to go with Jennifer's jambalaya. It pre-made, bring it out in a stay-warm pot, and serve up chicken jambalaya. It paper plates, paper spoons. It's easy, and it's always gone.
Well, I think that recipe is even on the website. And Romy, I think wings. You can't beat wings. Big old fat juicy wings. If you get them frozen, make sure they're all completely thawed out and kind of dry. Put a dry rub on them, bake them, and then have different sauces to choose from. I don't really like wimpy wet wings. I like them dry and crunchy with a good crisp outer. So we tried one this week that I thought was really exceptional. I'll put that up on the website as well as, can I put yours up too, Roman?
Mm-hmm.
The little wraps? Okay, so I'll get those up this week to add to tailgate recipes. Cajun style.
Gary, maybe you know this trick.
Okay.
But there's a particular barbecue dish that I just absolutely love, and it was invented by a friend of mine. And he gave me the recipe in print, and I never could get it to taste like his. We had him over to dinner at the house this week, and I said, I want you to teach me how to make that to taste just like yours. Well, he's preparing, and he's putting seasoning on there that he never put in the recipe. And I said, Ed, what's the deal? He says, well, that's Dick Van Dyke's wife's, Mary Tyler Moore? That's her trick. When people ask you to share a recipe, you never want it to taste as good as you make it.
Right.
You always leave one or two ingredient off the writing. So I finally...
Got the secret.
I got the secret how he does it.
He kept telling me these just aren't the same.
It's
he was right.
It's grilled artichokes. And I mean, you can just eat them. I can eat six of them.
Wow.
But that's the trick. When you share a recipe, leave one ingredient off so it never completely tastes like yours.
Just doesn't quite taste like it. Just doesn't quite taste like grandma's.
Like the classic fisherman. I've always wanted to ask Don Henley of the Eagles. He lives near Caddo Lake. And one question I've always wanted to ask him is, okay, give me one of your secret fishing spots, because I've never had luck there. And he'll turn around and say, fishermen don't give away their secret spots.
Yeah,
that's just right. It. So you always miss one little ingredient.